Don't add to God's plan, understanding grace, obedience, and the true gospel. Introduction. Imagine you're putting together a brand new bicycle for your child. The instruction manual tells you exactly what pieces belong on the bike, but someone walks over and says, "You also need these extra parts." They begin adding bolts, chains, and pieces that weren't included by the manufacturer. Before long, the bicycle no longer works the way it was designed. The same thing can happen spiritually. God has given us His plan of salvation in His Word, but throughout history, people have often tried to add requirements that God never commanded or remove commands that God clearly gave. Acts chapter 15 answers one of the most important questions in the Bible. Can people add their own requirements to God's plan of salvation? The answer is no. But this chapter also teaches that rejecting man-made requirements is not the same as rejecting God's commands. Understanding that difference is essential. Historical context. By Acts chapter 15, the gospel had spread far beyond Jerusalem. Thousands of Jews had believed in Jesus. Then the gospel reached the Samaritans. After that, God poured out His Spirit on Gentiles like Cornelius in Acts 10. This raised a question among some Jewish believers. Since Gentiles were now coming to Christ, did they also have to become Jews first? Some men began teaching, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." Acts chapter 15, verse 1, NKJV. This wasn't a minor disagreement. This was a salvation issue. If they were right, then Gentiles had to obey the law of Moses before they could truly be saved. Paul and Barnabas knew this teaching threatened the gospel itself, so the apostles and elders gathered in Jerusalem to settle the matter, the difference between God's commands and man's traditions. The apostles carefully listened to the discussion. Peter stood up and reminded everyone what God had already done in the house of Cornelius. God gave the Gentiles the Holy Spirit just as He had given him to the Jews. God made no distinction between them. Then Peter asked a powerful question. Acts chapter 15, verse 10 says, "Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" Peter wasn't rejecting obedience. He was rejecting the idea that people had to keep the law of Moses in order to be saved. That was never God's new covenant plan. A very important distinction. This chapter is sometimes misunderstood. Some people read Acts 15 and conclude, if we're saved by grace, then obedience doesn't matter. But that's not what Acts 15 teaches. Acts chapter 15 rejects adding the law of Moses as a requirement for salvation. It does not reject obedience to the gospel. For example, throughout the book of Acts, the apostles consistently preached repentance, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. These weren't human traditions. They were God's revealed response to the gospel. Acts 2:38 is not a work that earns salvation. It is the obedient response of faith to what God has commanded. There is a difference between adding something God never required and obeying what God did require. Acts chapter 15 condemns the first, not the second. God already confirmed His plan. Peter reminded everyone that God Himself had already settled the issue. When Cornelius and his household believed, God poured out the Holy Spirit on them. No one forced God to do that. God chose to do it. That showed the apostles that salvation was available to both Jews and Gentiles through Jesus Christ. The gospel wasn't changing, it was expanding. Modern day analogy. Imagine a guy named Marcus is hired by a company. On his first day, his manager gives him a handbook explaining exactly what he needs to do. A week later, another employee says, "You also have to wash everyone's car before you can really be part of the company." Marcus checks the handbook. It's not there. The manager never required it. The employee simply added his own rule. Marcus ignores the extra requirement and follows what the manager actually instructed. That's exactly what happened in Acts chapter 15. Some people were adding requirements that God never gave. The apostles brought everyone back to God's instructions. Even godly people can disagree. Near the end of the chapter, Paul and Barnabas disagree over John Mark. Barnabas wants to give him another opportunity. Paul isn't ready. The disagreement becomes so sharp they separate. At first, this seems discouraging, but later we learn something beautiful. Near the end of Paul's life, he writes in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, "Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry." John Mark matured. Paul recognized it. Barnabas had seen potential that others overlooked. What this means for us today. Acts 15 teaches several timeless truths. First, we must never add to God's word. Our opinions, traditions, and preferences should never become requirements for salvation. Second, grace and obedience belong together. Grace saves us. Faith receives that grace. And genuine faith obeys God's commands. Third, we should give people room to grow. John Mark failed. But failure wasn't the end of his story. God restored him and used him powerfully. Finally, disagreements should never cause us to lose sight of the mission. The gospel remained the center. That's where our focus must remain today. Conclusion. Acts chapter 15 reminds us that God's plan doesn't need to be improved. It doesn't need human additions. It doesn't need religious traditions added to it. The apostles defended the simplicity of the gospel while continuing to call people to obey God's revealed plan. As believers today, we should have the same commitment. Stand firmly on God's word, reject man-made additions, and joyfully obey what God has spoken. Key takeaway. Acts 15 teaches that salvation is by God's grace through faith, but genuine faith responds in obedience to God's word, not man-made traditions. We must never add to God's plan, nor should we subtract from what he has commanded. Acts chapter 15, verse 11 says, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they." Grace is God's gift. Faith receives it, and true faith obeys him.